Hello.
Hi, Adrian.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Jessica. The call is being recorded. It was in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And so I have your intake pulled up here. Bear with me. Let me see where we left off. Was your meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was the brain, but I think we had left off. You would ask me the pharmacy name. That's why
yes.
I made a note of it.
Yes, yes. I know we had there's a couple questions that they've added to the intake, so that's why I was asking that one. And then this one as well. Do you know the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, like a CT scan, MRI, both?
Yeah, I answered that already.
I don't have it on
it.
here yet.
Yeah, I made a check on it because I was checking off which question was answering. But it was the blood test, the CT scan, the MRI scan, the biopsy, and then the neurological exam.
Okay, and then you use the Depo Provera injectable, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the next part here, let me find the pharmacy. Okay, so the pharmacy name?
Was in Brooksville.
Brooksville?
Mm-hmm. The Brooksville Medical, the medical clinic pharmacy.
Okay. The Oliver Street?
I don't know what street it is now. Well, I can Google it.
The ones where you got the shots at? The Brooksville Medical Center?
Yeah, the pharmacy
okay.
part of it.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least for the doctor, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if they needed you, they'll request it, but if they needed you to provide it for whatever reason, would you be able to provide it by mail or electronically?
Yeah, I'll be able to contact the
okay.
hospital and get the necessary documents.
Okay, perfect. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
042589.
042519.
Mm-hmm.
425-1989. And then your social?
My social?
Or last four if you're not comfortable with full.
Three nine one.
I'm sorry, you said 391?
10.
Oh, 3910. I'm so sorry, the phone broke up. Was that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, sorry. And then lastly, the emergency contacts that we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Wanda Bell.
Oh, do they live with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And Wanda Bell? And then relationship? Oh.
Mother.
Mother. And then phone number?
662. 312-3690.
3690. Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then, oh, I apologize. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. Perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, bear with me. Thank you. Okay, Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for holding. So I went ahead and I sent you over a text message from my direct line. I put the law firm's name as well as their phone number. They'll be following up once the forms are signed within a week to verify everything once more and then also to introduce themselves. So please look out for a call from them. And then I sent over the DocuSign as well. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you want to sign while we're on the phone?
Yeah, I could do it.
Okay. Just let me know if there's
I can do it later. I can read over this stuff first.
Okay. Just let me know if there's any, like, errors, if I need to make adjustments to, like, your name, information like address, social, date of birth, that sort of thing. And then, like I said, once the forms are signed, they'll follow up within a week from when it's signed, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a good rest of your week and God bless, okay?
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.